Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
That's me.
And just a quick review, we had the Long Island Alzheimer's Association on, which really, they're tremendous, and there's a big event coming up on Sunday, March 31st. But you do have to sign up for it. This is not an open door one, so the number would be 800-272-3900. That's 1-800-272-3900, and it's going to take place at the Plainview Holiday Inn, which is at 215 Sunnyside Boulevard. And then they went through all the programs at Clark Botanical Garden. And I'm looking at the brochure. There's 288 different varieties of plants and trees in botanical gardens.
Wow.
288, David.
That's a lot.
288, David.
That's between 289 and 287.
288. Right? Work with me. Somebody work with me here.
How many plants and trees are there?
288. It's the number of hours until Christina's birthday,
wow.
Also.
Hours.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I was like waiting for him to be like, wait.
Yeah, I was wondering when you're going to work it in. You know?
Yeah, there you go, because he wasn't thinking hours.
No, we have to throw him off here a little bit. But anyway, Clark is an amazing place. The entire parks within the town are amazing.
No, and that house that they were talking about, you know, that they actually rent out for different parties, it's really beautiful to have little parties. I've actually been to a lunch event there, and it was really certainly a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah.
So I recommend everyone checks it out, and it's a great reason to get out there, get some fresh air, and check out the beautiful surroundings. Also, I want to remind people we have great programs coming up through Project Independence in April. First on my list, which was certainly near and dear to the man over here, is the Romeo Group.
Ooh.
David, you want to give a little plug for the Romeos?
Retired Older Men Eating Out. It's a men's social club. We run about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, first and third Mondays of the month at the Atrion Cuttermill Road, the 96 Cuttermill, and it's just talk, whatever people are interested in talking about. That's it.
There's no specific agenda.
No.
Okay.
There's only one rule.
Okay.
The one rule is you may think the idea that man over there just voiced is stupid, but you don't tell him he's stupid.
Okay, that's fine.
I like that. I think that's a good.
But everybody knows he's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fine.
They
just talk about him behind his back.
And there's no, and you know, there's no cure for stupidity.
But I have to say though about the Romans, you know, we joke, but they really take that rule serious.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And I think like that's what's really, you know, nice is no matter how heated the topic gets, no one's storming out angry. You know, it's really a discussion. And
you know, when the Alzheimer's people were talking before about socialization being important, I was thinking of the Romeos. Twice a month, a bunch of us is the same, man. We get together for 2.5 hours and just talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
No, it's really a. And it's great because, you know, through that, you know, you're talking and you're staying active and you're getting, you're sharing. No, it's really, it's just a great, it's beneficial in so many different ways. So check out the Romeo Group if you are a retired older man in the town. You can call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information that I am giving you. We have a great Technology for the Terrified program coming up that's called Tech Talk. And what's so great is that these classes are really being well attended. I'm getting calls constantly and people are registering. It's just so interesting that, you know, a couple of years ago, nobody would want to have anything to do with a technology program. But this one is called Tech Talk. It's presented by Barbara Melman, who is a Project Independence volunteer. And it's just really great because, you know, certain words are thrown around. And I remember having these conversations with my grandfather when he was alive. And it was these words, you know, that, you know, young people take for granted and they talk about. And it was mind-blowing to him. You know, I'll never forget he had to say it, and we laugh about it to this day because he'd be, what's the difference between an iPhone and Facebook? And we were just like, hold on. You know, like, where do we even, like, begin with this? But You know, that, I mean, that's obviously an extreme thing. But, you know, the bottom line is we are all surrounded by technology. How do we use the right words to talk about it so you can come and learn the different lingo and vocabulary? So it is on Wednesday, April 3rd, which is my birthday, which is, you know, I will be.
Is it early?
You can visit.
You can, I had no idea April 3rd. You're kidding me.
You can visit me at CGM.
She's going to give everything out about April 3rd for the rest of the show.
You could wave to me through my window on that day. It's from 2:30 to 3:30. So I really encourage people to check it out and definitely register because space is limited for that.
Just before you go on, I have to say something. Somebody sent me a quote once, and when David said about stupid, you know, you don't tell them they're stupid. When you're dead, you don't know you're dead. The pain is felt by others. The same thing happens when you're stupid.
There you go. We can just
amazing.
I wasn't sure where John was going with that at first. I was like, this is getting a little emotional.
That's really good.
David likes that one. He will use it. Also, there's tons of the St. Francis Hospital health screening van, cardiac screening van, will be making a bunch of rounds in April. It'll be April 4th at Magnolia Gardens.
That's the day after April 3rd.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm celebrating all month. So, like, let's be clear. There's a lot going on in the entire month of April for me. April 18th is the Port Washington Senior Center, and April 23rd, it's over at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You do not need to make a registration to use the van. There's a brief cardiac history, blood pressure check, simple blood test for cholesterol and diabetes screenings. Also, we have our audiology van. This is free hearing screenings. And when I can, I try and schedule the St. Francis van and the hearing van, so you can get your one-stop, you know, health checkup. And then you can go visit a PI nurse while you're at it. I mean, you could really kind of make your rounds. But so April 4th, that will also be at Magnolia Gardens. Port Washington Senior Center, unfortunately, has to do it on two different days. So it'll be April 11th is the hearing van over at Port Washington. And April 23rd, it will also be at Clinton G. Martin Park. This you also do not need to register. So definitely, I really recommend it. And throughout every month, we're going to have a different location. So stay tuned for that as well.
Okay. I think we should be doing for the month of April, like here we have the driving courses being sponsored by the AARP.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is going to be on April 13th. For the next couple of weeks, I think we should do April plus 10 because it's
April 3rd
plus 10.
I like that.
April plus
3.
Yeah. Whatever it's going to be.
I like it. I'm into it. Keep it going. Also, this is a great program and that we've done a bunch of times because a lot of our members really like it. There's a phone called Clear Captions, and it's a phone geared towards people who have trouble hearing and difficult, especially when they're having phone calls. So there's a special phone that could help you communicate better with your family and friends. So this is going to be on Tuesday, April 16th. And it's called What Did You Say? And one of the representatives from Clear Captions will actually come over and explain it to everyone. And that's going to be at Port Washington Senior Center, April 16th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So definitely, I think it's certainly important if you have that difficulty. There's also a great chat through our Cornell Cooperative Extension speakers that we do at Magnolia Gardens, and it's called Smart Snacking. So you can learn tips on how to keep your snacks healthy, which I think is beneficial for anyone, because who doesn't love to snack? You just want to find the right things to snack on. And that's from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on April 17th. Once again, you can call 311 or 869-6311 for any of these dates.
I went to Albany on Wednesday. Anna Kaplan has created Nowruz, which is the Persian New Year, and it's the first time it was put into effect, just like Columbus Day and St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Day and everything else, and there was a celebration, so I went up to Albany, and Peter drove, my partner, and I was like, brings cucumbers and carrots. The hell wants that for 3 hours? It was healthy snacks.
That's
like,
good. All right.
I'm bringing snacks. I'm like, okay, I'm excited.
Yeah, bring a crate over.
Oh, come on. Like, give me a break.
Sorry,
but anyway, that's what we
come over
on.
To my house. We have like, you know, we like run the mill of snacks. You know, we have the healthy to, you know, the not so healthy. So it's all moderation, frankly, is my thing. We've been promoting the Civil Rights Movement documentary North Hempstead put together. In 2 weeks, actually, we're going to have all the people involved in that documentary on our radio show, which should be really, really exciting. which will be 2 days after my birthday, April 5th, just so we're clear.
So it's April plus two.
Yeah, April plus two. So we'll have to, let the supervisor know that.
You messed
that
up this year, but that's fine. Yeah. April plus two.
But so the next showing of this will be on March 31st at 1 p.m., and it's going to be at the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center of Nassau County, and that's over in Glen Cove.
Okay.
So they'll be doing a showing there. There's been a bunch all over. And the showings are all free and open to the public. So I really think people should check it out because it's really a wonderful initiative that everyone kind of put together. So check that out. Also, our fabulous stop program dates are coming up. Yeah. Saturday, April 27th.
And David likes them.
See, I'm telling you, it's really a crowd pleaser, the stop program.
Shredding. That's the biggest thing, shredding.
I know, because I'll never forget David actually saying, you know, it's just so great that you get to sit there and watch this giant truck, you know, shred.
They put it in and carries it. Yes, yeah. And it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not like a little.
It's horrible because those little, because, you know, at work we have, you know, the little one. And there's actually a thing on it, like after 5 minutes, this will like burn out. Like,
yeah,
shut down.
That's right.
And it's real, and you have to do these pay one at a time. So this way, I think it's great because you just bring, you know, however many boxes, you don't need to worry about.
Oh, yeah. I have a paper bag under my desk, and anything that I consider sensitive goes in there, okay. Not in the trash.
Okay, yeah. Right.
And then twice a year, I get it shredded.
Absolutely. And you're allowed to bring actually six banker's boxes.
Which is huge.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of people. Yeah, that's a lot. To this and, you know, watch it. And I love, too, the whole message of it. For every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved. So it's a nice little thing you're doing, too, on top of, you know, keeping your information safe. Mm. Also, you can bring so many different things. Aerosols, chemicals, disinfectants, fertilizers, bulbs. Paint once it's dried out. There's a whole list, and you can call 311 to get that information. And you also are able to bring, you know, clothes. Big Brothers Big Sisters is there, and they'll take all different things.
What they no longer do, they haven't been doing this about a year, was accepting
the pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
What call 311 to find?
So actually, what they're doing is that now police stations, your police precinct, 24/7.
Oh, okay.
You can bring it there, because the issue was, you know, they were, you know, people were dropping off medications, and it was just, you know, a bunch of medications, you know, not
there's
being
no
collected.
There's no control. You know, if somebody throws an air conditioner in the garbage and you take it, fine, take it home, who cares?
Yeah.
Somebody throws in a bunch of Oxy, all of a sudden it goes in somebody's pocket. Nobody knows what was put in.
Right. So this
so nobody
way,
knows what came out.
It's you know, the police, you know, all the police precincts are doing it, and it's 24/7.
Yeah,
you
it makes
go
sense.
And drop it off. So you could do the same thing, put it in a bag and just bring it there
again,
and drop
I have
it off.
A bag in the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when something expired or out of date or I'm no longer using it, it goes in that bag.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
So
that's it.
Definitely, I recommend everyone does that. Oh, and we're out of time.
Unbelievable. Christina, another great show. David, thank you so much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everyone.